Hello, Alana.
Hello, 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 doctor. Hello, doctor.
Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, you did. Thank you. I have two brief questions. I found that interesting what you mentioned about the pancreatic cancer.
Yes.
I'll take that to heart. My husband has pancreatic cancer. So my question number one is, how can we naturally relieve ascites, which is that fluid that's filling his abdomen? He's had it tapped once. We don't want to do that again. How can we naturally help relieve that, number one? Number two, what is an alternative to Plavix? We took him off Plavix. We don't want him on it. We want to know an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other question was, you mentioned the vitamin C intravenous, and I'd like to know, is there a blood test required before a person can have that vitamin C intravenous? So those are the three questions I have, the ascites, Plavix, and the...
Okay, that is quite a list. And is your husband we're talking about?
Yes, it is, doctor.
Oh, okay, and the ascites is a little tricky. Usually, the oncologist works pretty closely with the internist on that. Sometimes. Because of the conventional treatments that are so toxic, it causes a lot of fluid buildup around the abdomen, or could be related to the radiation treatments too that he might be getting.
He's had no chemo or radiation. We've done him.
Oh, okay. So it's the fluid buildup around the tumor, the pancreas itself. It sounds like. Well. One thing that they need to monitor is the serum electrolytes for him, and you know, a lot of times it's a relationship where, because the fluid buildup becomes so great, they have to pull that fluid directly out of the abdomen to relieve it. So have they done that yet, or?
Unfortunately, my husband had a stent put in his duodenum, and they did a celiac plexus block. And, oh, my God, I'm sorry, doctor, there's such a long story here. So it caused some side effects that we are dealing with after the cancer diagnosis, which we were doing quite well with. So now he had two strokes and heart attack and paralysis in the right leg, all following the celiac plexus block, which he shouldn't have elected to have done, but he did. So we were dealing with a situation where they didn't want to go in and tap it again. They got 2.8 litres off the first time. They didn't want to go in and tap it again because of the heart attack was so recent. And so we have some issues going on. There's more than one.
Yeah, there's and you may want to set up time with one of our Tahoma Clinic docs, either perhaps myself or Dr. Lampson, to talk more about this. But it might be a little more complicated than what we could do on the radio. I will mention for the Plavix, you know, he could be on the Plavix for some kind of a clotting problem.
Yep.
That is secondary to the pancreatic cancer.
Well, what happened after the celiac plexus block and he had the paralysis side effect, and he just instantly in the same moment had a heart attack and two strokes, and they put a stent in his heart and said he has to go on Plavix now. We took him off it because he started to bleed, and his blood just went down to 4.2, and now it's up to 6.7. It's been a hell. He's a very strong man. He's lived through all this, and prior to this celiac plexus block, he was walking almost a mile a day. So we were making headway with pancreatic cancer without the conventional therapies. But because of one wrong decision, we had these two things, the heart attack and strokes, and now we're dealing with all of this. So it's difficult
It is difficult, yeah.
I did so want him to see you, and I'm still fighting for that, but we're
I mean, you could even look up that research about IV high dose IV vitamin C for him, and I don't know, maybe the oncologist might be considered being able to go into the research study on that using IV vitamin C, but it all depends on the oncologist, you know, and what they're willing to do. But in general, you know, Plavix, if people are wanting to get off of that, we typically will use high dose fish oil and nattokinase, which is sort of like a natural aspirin. It keeps platelets from sticking together, and the fish oil needs to be 3,000 milligrams per day to keep everything fluid.
Okay.
Now, I'm not necessarily encouraging him to switch and go off the Plavix, but
no, doctor, we've already taken them off. We've had to think about it and we've taken
them. Okay. So yeah, nattokinase we usually give at 100 milligrams every 8 hours around the clock, and then 1,000 milligrams of fish oil every 8 hours would probably be a good alternative also.
Okay, every 8 hours. He's still fighting strong. It's an amazing man, and I wish I could get him to you. And I have that hope in the near future if we can get him through this right now. He's been in hospital under saline bags for so long, for the last 2 weeks, and that's why his fluid's so bad now, because we had it under control with a lot of actual things that you had actually yourself, Dr. Sherman, advised in another call that I called you, and you gave me some advice about Thunder God, you gave me some advice about M-Pro, you gave me some advice, and I put him on all that stuff, and he was doing amazingly well.
Oh, good to hear.
Yeah, but then he went in to have the stent put in the duodenum because of some little issue going on there with the tumor, which didn't grow but half a centimeter in 8 months. But when they did that, they did the celiac plexus block, and their lives went to hell. And then he's also got the scrotum, ascites now, from being in the hospital on the sodium fluid drip. So my son wants to know, how do we reduce the sodium, the scrotum ascites, if there's a possibility, because he's in the agony with that.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I say, in general, they may need to adjust the IV sodium levels, because it's like anything else. If you're getting too much sodium, you're going to get swelling around the body. And in the meantime, I mean, he could do alternating hot and cold to the area to see if you can kind of reabsorb some of that fluid.
Hot and cold. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Sounds kind of brutal, but it definitely does help with that.
Is that wet packs or hot packs or wet packs, ice? What would that
be? Yeah, do alternating moist packs, you know, with heat for 10 minutes and then cold for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And that will help. You would also ask about vitamin C. IV testing. There is one test that we check for. It's called GP6D deficiency. And it's a very rare condition, but it's one of those things that can make vitamin C intolerable in the IV form for people. So, and I know ascetic Jewish people are more prone to that, but it's just called GP6D deficiency, and that's something that the oncologist would probably check for.
All right. Okay. You've brought some interesting things to light. So 8,000 milligram. No, you said 3,000 milligram a day of the nattokinase. Is that what you call it?
No, it's a fish oil blend of EPA and DHA. I would do 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day, and then separately the nattokinase, I would do 100 milligrams 3 times a day every 8 hours. It's important to do, spread out through the day rather than taking one big dose in the morning. Otherwise, it's just going to get out of the system quickly. So.
Could ginkgo biloba be a good thing to have him on or not? No?
It ginkgo does have anticoagulant properties and circulatory stimulation also, especially to the brain and yeah, that's a good idea. Alana, thank you for your call and
thank you very much for your information. I appreciate your time you've given me. Thank you, Doctor, very much.
Oh, you bet. All right, take care now.